is The David Webb Show.
All right, here we go. And let me put a little technology glitch in the midst of all of this for everyone listening. I'm here in Washington, D.C., as I said earlier. I'm at a place that you need to visit when you come here with your family and friends, and especially with the kids. Got to do that with the kids. And only in a place like the old mansion can you have an early morning text from someone you know well now in the audience, H.H. Leonards, who says, I'm putting in another secret door. You have to see it before you leave. And, you know, the hook we've used over the years, and you get the attention, of course. I'm holding one of the books that you wrote, Gems of Wisdoms, Mrs. Rosa Parks taught me. So when anyone comes here, make sure you go and see Mrs. Parks' suite where she lived and everything. And you've told the story many times about her. Also on the line is Cassie Donegan, the current Miss America, who's a supporter of the 51 Steps to Freedom program, which you created, H, and we've been working together on for some time. It was a big part of our July 4th, our Freedom 250 celebrations. Now, here's the technical glitch, and Cassie, it's great to have you here because I've got a microphone for H, but she can't hear you, so I'm going to have to do a little navigation. This is called radio on the road here, Cassie, and a mistake on my part, so we'll do that. But you know what? Since you're remote, let me let you say hello to everybody. Everyone, Cassie Donegan, Miss America.
Hey, everybody. I'm really excited. Thanks for having me on, and I'm jealous that you're at the O. It is such a cool place.
I know. I'm sitting here, Cassie, in a room with Skunk Baxter's guitar, and I don't know what you know the play. I'm just sitting here going, okay, that's cool. That's cool. That's cool. I want that. I want that. I want that.
Right.
But what's really here is, and by the way, thank you. You supported 51 Steps to Freedom with your Instagram, with your reach as Miss America, which is amazing. You're getting the word out. You and I are going to talk about animals going now and in the future because I'm here for my American Humane Society board meetings, communications board meetings, and other things. So we share a lot of things in common. I will never be Mr. America, so let's just put that out there. But I have you here. And H, you know, let me go back to you. And I know you can't hear Cassie at all, but you're hearing one side of the conversation. But bring everybody back into the 51 Steps to Freedom world, and then we'll go into it.
So before I start, I want to tell everybody that anywhere Cassie is going to be, anywhere in the world, do make a point of trying to go see her. She is one of the most beautiful women I have ever met. She glows from the inside out, and you just even shaking her hand or having her wave at you is enough to feel her. She's a rare human being, and we love her.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness, H. Oh, my word.
She, you just made her blush. And I wish you were here so I could see you blush, but we'll do that another time, Cassie. Back to you, H, the 51 Steps to Freedom. To bring everybody back into this,
sure.
You did a lot of work with White House, with Freedom 250, with Sailforth 250, to really demonstrate what the world's largest outdoor museum, as you call it, is. Give them kind of the elevator pitch. And there's an elevator to get to the suite, so yeah. you certainly can get that.
So we are the Pokemon Go with a purpose. It has gaming in the elements. It has history that you've never heard of before. So at each stop throughout Washington, D.C. is a surprise with your heart. The connector is teaching children of all ages lessons of survival, lessons of hope, and as Mrs. Parks taught, lessons of love. Because what she learned throughout her life, and the ultimate reason she did everything, was her phrase, love is all that matters. And what we're doing is bringing our country together. We're getting the help of Miss America to do that in every state in America and every territory. It's pure joy. So when you come to DC, you can come on an adventure. If you come through the airport, there's activations there that will take you right in. Or if you take a train or a plane, you'll see rat cards everywhere. It is a free ticket. We want it accessible to everybody. All you need is a phone. The Meta and Google don't like us because we've taken their expensive headsets and their expensive eyeglasses and made it accessible through your phone. The same sort of VR experiences through those mediums we've made on your phone. It is fun.
And it's not just for the kids, because frankly, the adults could use this. There's real history. I mean, George Washington stepping out of the picture of himself to talk to you, that's an augmented reality come to life. The Freedom Plaza, all these things, but also the monuments, the Lincoln Memorial, the World War, the various war museums and more. And then going out, like you said, around the country. I mean, Mount Rushmore's there. The Statue of Liberty has a role. All of this and more. And, you know, Cassie, you literally talk about having the right name and title to for this Miss America. And back to you, Cassie, you know, what brought you to this level? You put it out there. You got involved.
You know, I always say that there's really nothing different about me than anyone else that I come into contact this year, other than I decided to try something and it happened to work out well for me. And so I think you just have to put in the work on the things that you want, and you have to go for it. Because if you don't go for it, it's never going to happen. But how great if it does? You know what I mean? And so it's been the honor of a lifetime. I cannot believe the year is almost over, but it's been incredible.
Well, it's been incredible, period, for the entire country, to your point, H. You know, we've got to bring the country together. We have so much in common with each other, and it's part of our evolution as a nation. 250 years of growth, actually bigger than 250 years or longer than that, but that key moment from the Declaration to now. People can sign the Declaration in the Augmented Reality app. It's on Hoverlay, by the way, for everyone. That's Hoverlay. Hoverlay, download it. Look up 51 Steps to Freedom. It's right there for you. But a little bit more about the inspiration, because you are 51 Steps to Freedom, even though the stories are for all Americans.
So it's 51 steps. It stands for 50 states, one nation. And that is really the crux of what we've done and what we're doing. This continues year after year. And Cassie, you're always my Miss America, even when your year is up this year. I so look forward to what you're going to be doing. You're amazing. But 51 steps is extraordinary experience for everybody, no matter what age you are. To learn about our country and things that you don't know about our country that are just knock your socks off. Things like Frederick Douglass, people know the name, but did you know that his second wife was white? And the lesson we teach when you go to his home or you go to his son's home in Washington is that in 1880s, if he can do that, you can do anything you want, no matter what the political environment is, if you have mission and vision and you feel with your heart and you think with your heart and then you feel with your mind and you think with your mind. They all come together as one. Go out and do whatever you want as long as your mission, vision, and you keep in focus that this is about us.
Well, and it's also how this nation has evolved. I mean, we had a conversation, I think it was last year, the first time we had it. I didn't even know it. My friend, Derek Van Orden, the congressman from Wisconsin, you know, my cheese guy. That's what I call my beer and cheese guy. But his parents were freedom riders. Yeah, I mean, just things that you find out about the people around you and about the efforts and the people who stepped up to really, you know, think about what we've done in this country to grow not only this country, but the world. And by the way, this is available around the world. So I did it when I was in the Canary Islands. I was actually signing the Declaration of Independence in Tenerife. I mean, around the world, people can learn about America. This is not just limited to America. I think I just realized we're global. We're Cassie, Miss America, you're going to have to go Miss World now, because whatever, global.
Well, I think that's what's really cool. You know, I got to sign the Declaration of Independence while I was in D.C. on 51 Steps, but like H was just saying, you can literally do that from anywhere, and I think it's a really cool use of technology to really unify people. And so, you know, Cass Donegan, Miss America 2026 is signed on there, but I would be interested to know how many signatures that are on that declaration now on the app. Do we know that information?
We are going for 250,000 names. So everyone that's listening, you can go on the website at 51stepstofreedom.org and sign, or you can go to baseball parks around the country, or Miss America that's going to be in Florida and sign. Wherever you are, we can also send you the link so you can experience and sign the declaration from your home or your church or your school. So if also if you go to 51 Steps to Freedom, there's a tab at the top that says Be First. If you fill that out, we'll just automatically send you the QR code that you do to see George Washington and Thomas Jefferson come to life. And you'll see all sorts of other activations you can do. And there's something in that activation that you will get through your email or on the website that has how do you do augmented reality. And what we found is little kids that are 4, 5, and 6 years old are just spending hours just playing around with how you do it because it's so immersive and so much fun.
And they're learning at the same time because this is history as it happened or as it's happening right now. It's just amazing. The website again for everyone is 5151 Steps to Freedom, all spelled out, .org. Start there, 51 Steps to Freedom. I think most in my audience can figure it out. You know, Cassie, we've got 50 contestants to get to one. See, I played off that there, 51. And you are the one. You have other things that we're going to talk about in the future. I've been talking to Robin about just the organization and what you're doing. And I know you love animals, too, and that's a mutual passion we share. But that says something about people. We're such a, you know, how kind you are to animals, how you rescue animals. You rescued an animal. You live your words.
Yeah, I got my third dog. So I have three dogs right now, and I got my third dog actively on the job as Miss America. So I wasn't planning on doing that, but, you know, when you know, you know. And so I ended up bringing her not directly home because I actually had to go to the America 250 press conference after this appearance that I was at, and I ended up rescuing her from Big Dog Ranch and brought her with me to Philadelphia and then brought her back home with me. And so, yeah, I think, you know, animals are just such a gift, especially our dogs. They show us how to love unconditionally no matter what, and I think we can learn something from them every day. And I'm very grateful that I have three incredible fur babies. I have one of every size, so I get lots of love from them all the time.
Hey, you know, H, I just thought of something as we're doing this and as we're continuing to grow the program, and I'm listening to Cassie, that they're animals, you know, it wasn't just the White House dog or a president's dog. General Patton had a dog. Think of all the great historical figures and their animals. Lincoln loved his horses. He loved to ride. That was a thing he did all around Washington, D.C.
And Teddy Roosevelt had a one-legged rooster in the White House.
We have that. Okay, that's, I did not know.
We have that in one of our activations. We have a magnificent activation around Teddy Roosevelt. Amazing president.
Yeah. No, there's so much there. There's the great musicians, right? I got the website up at Duke Ellington. The history of music has been a part of telling the story of this country. Our mutual friend, and God bless him, I miss him, Sam Moore, who's a part of this as well. One of the great singers of our time, the soul man. So there's so much more for everyone out there. Cassie, we're just getting started. You're going to like, oh, God, David's back. He wants more. He wants to tell more stories. But you're in the mansion zone now. And that's kind of what happens. It draws you in. H draws you in, and then you love and you don't want to leave.
Right. Oh, my goodness. No, everybody, if they have the opportunity, even if you can't stay there, you're only popping into D.C. for a little bit, they need to head over there and see so much history that H somehow has in one building. It's amazing. There is something to look in every corner, and it was the coolest thing. I didn't know what I was expecting when I walked into the O, but it was a really, really cool experience when I walked in, and there was just, I feel like I could go back 20 more times and see something I haven't seen the last time.
It's going to take you that much just to figure out about a third of this place, if you're lucky. You have a new secret door that I have to go find? Do I have to go find it? You're going to show it to me.
I might show it to you.
Okay, there are 80 secret doors now. Apparently, there's 81, if I got the number right.
Yes. And at this secret door, just to give everyone a hint when you come here, is in honor of the Grand Prix coming to Washington in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. It's on our racetrack room.
Ooh. All right, Cassie, I'll tell you if I find it. I'm going to cheat a little for you.
Perfect. Yeah, give me the cheat sheet.
And then she'll change it next week so we can actually use it. Cassie, great talking to you. Thank you for supporting 51 Steps to Freedom with your platform and to Miss America and to the Miss America organization.
Thank you for having us today with y'all. And everybody go out there. Seriously, you will not regret downloading 51 Steps. It is an incredibly cool platform. I'm a history lover myself, so go out there, read all about it. And when you're in D.C., it's good to walk 8 miles. Go across the 8 miles. See everything that's on there.